Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. How beautiful is this Friday? And people, there's a lot of innuendo when I say, how beautiful is this Friday? People, I am not over at 502 Cafe. I am in the studio. I am in the booth. And listen, even though not being at 502 Cafe takes a little luster off today, I won't let it block my shine. Anthony Happel, Chris Williams, I'm sorry. Sometimes the things just don't work out. But here's what I'll do. I'll get everybody ready for some giveaways over at 502 Cafe across the street. I will be over at 502 as immediately following the show. Brian, is this our public apology for not being over there?
Well,
that we tried?
They do have the best smoked meats in the city.
I know.
The best Sidewinder fries. You know,
I know.
Just join us at 502 Cafe.
I know. We tried.
1923 South 4th Street.
And we're going to make this 502 Cafe Day, right? It was supposed to be Donut Day. 502 Cafe Day. So anytime you want to chime in on 502 Cafe, we're going to have some tickets for you. We're going to have some giveaways. We're going to take care of them.
Weekend for baseball, and we got you covered.
It's a great weekend for baseball. Congratulations, Brandon McKay. College Baseball Player of the Year. Are we talking about Golden Spikes Award?
He won the National Player of the Year. And Drew Ellis and Lincoln Hensman were also first-team All-Americans.
Congratulations, fellas, getting the job done. Let me reset the show. Thanks for joining us on Midday with Marcus Maven. Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, hello.
Well, hey, Marcus. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, Brian. Yes. How are you?
Good. TGIF, man. And you know,
Indeed.
It's a good day. You know, we had NBA Finals last night.
Ooh.
We got some baseball tonight for U of L. We got maybe a five-star, you know, decision
coming
tomorrow.
Are we ready to stop saying maybe we got a five-star? Are we really ready to just jump off the cliff? People, we are going to operate under the assumption today that your boy Brian Bowen is a part of the Louisville Cardinals. Listen, if I'm wrong tomorrow, if I'm wrong next week, then we can backtrack. But my excitement will not be contained today. I mean, today, you know what I had as my music that woke me up? Like this morning. This is how I felt. Like, I woke up this morning to play to a soundtrack. People, you know I love my music. You know how the music makes me feel. It's just one of those days. It's one of those days. Again, I met Rummage out last night. We watched the NBA Finals. Your boys got trashed. Your boys got demolished, right? I mean, I can tolerate that. It's a good game. Good air quote game. People, by the way, I'm on Facebook Live. I'm going to juggle back and forth between Facebook Live and my YouTube channel, maybe 939 TV, because you're going to want to see this. You're going to want to appreciate my excitement. Who knows who might stroll by? Who knows? We might not even break during the commercials, Brian. So when you come in here, don't start coming in here cursing and talking crap about your girlfriend. Not that you do that anyway, but 8150, 93.9 is the people. We have Coach Mike Summers, Brian, assist to Brian Hall. You got it done. We needed some football discussion coming on. 11 o'clock, Mike Summers, take a bow, Brian Hall.
So did Rocco get back to you?
Of course he got back to me. He's the man.
Yeah, okay, good.
He's
good.
Absolutely the man.
Good.
Listen, as a producer, are you mad that he circumvented you and came straight to me?
No, because I haven't checked my emails yet this morning.
Okay,
so he may have.
So he may have.
Me.
Right. Yeah. Well, don't take it personal. If he just jumped straight back
I
to
don't.
Me.
Cause, okay, I don't.
Good. So, Brian, soundtrack of life.
Yes.
I wake up this morning confident about Brian Bowen signing with the University of Louisville. Ooh. Yep. Oh no. Cut. Oh, abort.
You don't want lyrics?
That wasn't the one. Listen, that song you just played, Brian, we'll talk about that a little later on. But people, get my point. There is a five-star commit. I mean, I was going to talk a little basketball. I mean, you see the TV. If you're watching on Facebook Live, watch the TV. I was going to talk a little NBA basketball. I can't wait to get Coach Mike Summers in this booth. He's going to be the key to the season. This coach is going to be the key to the entire football season. This new addition, five-star recruit, Brian Bowen, McDonald's All-American, is going to be the absolute deal breaker. Right? I mean, I don't mean deal breaker. I mean, people. Let me just tell you this. I'm around people at times during my day who 2013 probably wasn't the happiest year for them. Where 2013 was not the happiest time for them. People, hey, if you didn't like 2013, boy, 2017, 2018 is, you know, I fear for your personal health. I fear for your psychological health. You know who's going to be at the front of the charge? I am so excited that I want to work out harder. I told Steve Rummage the other day, I want to work out harder knowing what kind of University of Louisville basketball team is going to be front, because I'm going to be in the front row. Kenny Klein, congratulations, Athletic Director Hall of Fame inductee Kenny Klein, right? I'm saying that because Kenny Klein, I'm going to need to be, I'm a media member now, right? As I'm talking about being a media member, my phone's going off. So unprofessional of me.
I'm a media member.
Right, right. But Kenny Klein, I got to be on the floor now. I have to be at the, you know that, Brian, you know that media table that has all the big dogs?
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say 93.9. I mean, listen.
I think at the basketball games, I've seen you there before.
I was there early in the season, kind of okay, for the throwaway. Yeah. Kenny Klein, listen, I'm a Titan in this radio game now. Not a Titan like Tennessee Titan. I am a Lion in this radio game. We have become an immovable object in this radio game, right?
Yeah.
It's 2.5, 2.7, whatever number you want to call it. Your boy got to get down on the floor because this is a year. This is a year of trouble. We're going to break down what this Brian Bowen signing is going to mean in so many different ways. Brian, you got a little soundtrack for me? Do you know the song I'm talking about? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Brian, turn it up a little bit. Brian Bowen is going to be a problem. Ray Spalding is going to be a problem. Dang, Adele, I ain't forgot about you. Darius Perry, I ain't forgot about you. Boy, y'all better get in this gym. I was going to save Quinn Snyder for last because he's getting the most work in. But Brian, this was the song that I was listening to as I woke up this morning.
What's my name?
I know. And I hope this is clean. I don't even care if it's so clean at this point. I mean, FCC, listen, it was an accident. Your boy Maven got excited in the booth. The fans are excited. I mean, listen, this is everything without going the one and done route. This is the top recruiting class without doing the one and done route, right? This is a squad of all 6'7" and up, right?
Yeah.
This is a problem. This is going to be a team that Louisville has not seen in a long time. This is going to look like Scooter McRae, Rodney McRae, Purvis Ellis, like not Purvis. Wally Brown. Like, this is going to be a stupid size. And these kids can play. Brian, all those little things we complain about, all that street, that savvy that we felt like we were lacking, we're talking about guys that can go get and ones.
Ooh.
Guys that can finish off one leg.
We're talking about two five stars.
Yeah, all the little things that we were missing. Ooh. Brian, I got
to
do a radio show.
You can bring down that music
just a little bit. I got to do a serious radio show. I got to be a professional. So, Brian, is it comfortable? Are you okay with us saying five-star signee Brian Bowen?
I think it's pretty much a done deal. I think that most Louisville fans agree that way. I think that, you know, us being the last visit and
right,
him making a decision, you know, with marks about if he enrolled. And
right.
So I think that all signs point to it's a done deal. We're just kind of waiting for the official announcement.
We can make a big joke about how we were wrong on Monday if we were wrong.
Yeah.
But until then, I am just going to go with this. And let me just say allegedly, just to make sure we take off my name. I don't want to get sued by the Bowen estate.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, because I leaked information. Let me turn this down. I can't. I'm supposed to be a professional.
No, but I get what you're saying. I mean, it's
It's huge.
Yeah, it's a thing where I would rather go ahead and say it's a done deal, and then on Monday, if it's not, we'll look back because everybody thought it was a done deal, and
right.
We won't look that bad.
Right. I mean, listen, when you put, you know, listen, it's funny hearing the media outlets of the world talk about who done it first, right? And yeah. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the guy who says, it doesn't matter who got it first, as long as both. This is the same guy who wants to talk about Lamar Jackson and how I called it first every other day. And then when somebody breaks a story like this, I'm gonna be the guy who says, oh, it doesn't matter who broke it first, as long as we got the story. So I do listen, people, I understand the hypocrisy of what I'm saying. People, I'm gonna post a video, a YouTube video of this kid, Brian Bowen. Right? It's a game where he was facing Colin Sexton. It's a YouTube video. If you can't wait to see me post it, you can go to YouTube and check it out now. All those little things that you look for in a player, and I'm going to use this term delicately, street ball, right? This is a kid who's comfortable in the when, remember when I called Terry Rozier a reservoir dog?
Yeah.
Like, this kid has a little bit of that reservoir, almost like, I'm not going back down the court without a point, right? Give me the ball. People, he knows how to pivot on the block. He knows how to go from being a three-point shooter, an outside shooter, to when he has a matchup, going down to the low post. He knows how to call for the ball. He knows how to get nasty in a one-on-one battle, right? The hair is not going to be a problem, people. Trust me. This is coming from a guy who had cornrows and dyed strips in his hair. Like, I'm telling you, the hair, don't let it fool you. This kid is serious, right? This kid is very, very. And listen, we can debate on how fortuitous his recruitment was. Yeah, we may have stumbled into it, but let me also tell you something. I talk about this all the time. I talk about the academic element of the basketball team. You know, these six academic All-Americans. I talk about that. I talk about the closeness of the team on a consistent basis and how it matters. That's why you get a Bowen on campus in a top 10 program with guys who actually like each other. Mm-hmm. Actually like each other, not tolerate each other, not put up with each other. You know, you go on a visit and there's always half the guys who don't play and they say, yeah, man, but if you come here, coach is gonna, he's tough. Nah, not here. He can call Donovan Mitchell right now. Let's get him on phone. What do you think? Straight shooters from player to player to player. They actually like each other. That's how you get the recruit. And people, I'm not gonna say this one out loud, but it matters in next year's recruiting class as well.
Well, I think Bowen's going to be one of those guys. You know, a lot of people are questioning whether he's a one and done.
Right.
I think he's going to fit right into that mold of a Donovan Mitchell, a Terry Rozier, a guy who plays some solid minutes off the bench as a freshman.
Yes.
Gets his time, but then his sophomore year is his year to shine, and then he goes pro.
I mean, people, 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I'm telling you, this is huge. I'm telling you, anybody you know who's a basketball, you know, purist is going to love this kid, right? He's a savvy kid overall. And I'm telling you, you're going to really enjoy this kid. I knew this would get your attention. I knew this would have everybody's attention. Let me get over to this phone line. Lawrence, thanks for opening up the calls on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, Marcus, man?
Feeling good.
I just need to know something. I've been thinking about this the whole night, too. Now, Rick Pitino's best team was that 9-16. They only lost two games. What do you think this team gonna do next season, adding Brian Bowen? Could this team be only lose two games or just lose one? Can they dominate the college basketball next season?
Lawrence, man, I appreciate the call. I don't want to jump off a cliff just yet publicly. Publicly, I don't want to make record predictions. I don't want to do that. But privately, I'm going to be a jerk. Around in these walls, in these rooms, and in these corridors, people, if you hear about somebody assaulting me at work, this is why. This Brian Bowen situation is why I'm going to be intolerable. Louisville fan, start it up now. You know how sometimes you go into a season and you think you got a good team, and you don't want to get too cocky and too arrogant because you never know what can happen. Listen, I get it. I can be that guy too. Oh, I don't know. We got some guys, and it might be a kind of no. People, this is not one of those times. This is one of those situations where you say, "We're gonna dominate y'all. We're going to dominate the ACC." Like, I am that point. I just finished saying I wasn't going to say it publicly, but I am definitely making a public proclamation that everything you've been looking for in your Louisville basketball team is going to be on this team. Roster from top to bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch the attitude Ray Spalding has.
We were talking about this last night and, kind of putting together potential lineups. And,
right.
Patino kind of has everything that he wants.
Right.
If we need to play tall, then he can throw Ray Spalding at the four and Honest Mahmoud at the five. And then you got Ting Adele and either VJ King or Brian Bowen at the wing.
Right.
And that's going to be a real tall lineup. If he wants to play more of the Golden State form, he could throw Jordan and Wara or Dwayne Sutton in at the four, and we can play an undersized lineup as well because, or even move. What would be crazy is seeing Ding Adele, VJ King, and Brian Bowen on the court at the same
time.
This
is the type of recruiting class that is an absolute nightmare for other college programs, for other coaches, for other universities. This is the uh-oh. You better not let Coach Pitino get his hands on a squad, mm-hmm. right? This is the people were thankful that Coach Pitino was sometimes he would have an in with the guy. Like just an example, Cat Barber.
Mm-hmm.
Rumor has it he didn't like Cat Barber's attitude when he was on campus. He sent him home, right?
Yeah.
Those were the moves where – it was the right move, but the fan base would get kind of mad hearing about these things because you wanted the talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you get classes that have talent and character and you get your hands on the talent plus character guys and you put them on a team with a coach who can develop like no other, the sky is the limit immediately, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have a squad of people who could all get drafted, you know what I'm saying, within the next 3 years.
Well,
like, all professionals.
What makes me feel really good about Brian Bowen is exactly what you said. We've seen in the recruiting process with Pitino that he brings the guys on campus, and we saw it right at the signing deadline, when he brought in Wasef Methnani, and he brought in Mark Allstork. He's not afraid to bring a player here and tell him no.
Yes.
And the fact that
think about that. He just told Mark Allstork, the top – I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Brian. I got excited.
No, you're good.
The top grad transfer in the nation. Think about what I'm saying, people. The top graduate transfer in the entire nation was on campus 2 weeks ago. At a scoring position, and Coach Pitino said, I'd rather not give away that scholarship than give it to somebody I don't really think is going to get it done.
Yeah.
He does that. He makes that move. And you know what people did? They scoffed at him. Why would Coach Pitino not take him? Surely he can help the team even if it's a couple of minutes. This is why. You see what I'm saying? Email him and apologize. Get on Facebook Live. Get on my page and say, yeah, I was one of the guys who was mad at Coach Pitino for sending Mark Allstark off the team or off campus.
Now those guys are like, oh.
Right. Okay, so now you sign. Coach Pitino, 2 weeks ago, signs Mark Allstark. This guy comes open. McDonald's guy. And we don't have an available scholarship, right? And then what happens? Then he takes a scholarship from somebody else. And then everybody's like, oh, Coach Pitino, look what he did. He doesn't care about anybody. You see what I'm saying?
Rick knew what he was doing.
You see what I'm saying?
And the thing is
he knew what he was doing.
You'd much rather have this guy because I still stand behind the fact that I think that he'll get 2 years out of him. And that, you know, what we talked about with Mark Allstark was he was going to have to understand his role and he was going to have to come off the bench. Well, with Bowen, you know, Allstark only had 1 year, so it was a lot different. Bowen, it's, hey, come in, play. You're going to play a lot of minutes this year, but next year this is almost your team.
And when you like what you're doing for a living, 2 years is nothing, right? Trust me,
you're
people.
You're the big man on campus.
I've been in this studio for almost 2 years, and it feels like I just started yesterday, except for our listenership. Oh, humble brag right there. Dean, thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind?
Hey, Marcus. Just want to mention, ask you, do you know something that Drew Diener doesn't? Because Drew Diener seemed awfully cautious this morning still.
Yeah, listen, because Drew Diener has a reputation as a media member to protect, right? Listen, my talent is different from Drew Diener's talent, right? You know, I'm joking. I'm saying this a bit in jest, but seriously, like I can afford to miss on something that maybe he can't. Right.
Yes.
And let's say Drew knows something that I don't know and he can't burn his sources. Right. Because that's what this whole who had it first kind of thing. You know, these are real sources. These are real inside context. Somebody could tell me something. I can't go on radio and blast if Coach Pitino, you know, tells me something that's in the works, you know, like I'm not source guy, right? So today I'm going to kind of make fun of source guy, if that
makes
sense.
Well, Marcus, you were the one that predicted that Lamar Jackson was going to win the Heisman Trophy,
right?
Remember?
But that was out of expertise in the athletic field. Drew Diener and those guys, their expertise is in contacts. You know, right. But you know, like I said, I appreciate the call. Was that fair?
Yeah, no.
Was that fair the way I explained it?
Well, first off, Drew's been all over this story.
He has. Give his props.
He was the one that basically broke that Bowen was in town.
Give him his props.
And so he's done a great job following the story. But
I think somebody gave him a little bit of flack about, you know, maybe how he broke the story a little bit. But again, he has to be a bit more cautious about, you know.
You're just kind of. Yeah. He basically trusts his sources.
He can't get sued. I can.
And yeah, it's a thing where he's just kind of protecting himself.
Right.
You know, it's just
he can't afford to get sued.
he see, because the thing that's hard as a media member because we hear a lot of rumors.
Right.
And we have a lot of the inside track.
Right.
But a lot of times we can't actually talk about it until it's confirmed. Because we don't want to be that person who says something and then it doesn't turn out or says something and it there's a legal issue.
Right. See, yeah, that's the fine line between the entertainment aspect of radio and the reporting aspect of radio is when you use the word like liable, right? Liable for what you say. You could cost somebody some money. Once you start costing people money,
See, I can't tell you.
Marcus, step into our office, please.
Yeah. Because I can't tell you how many times, like, I'm talking about a story,
right,
but I know something else about the story.
Off the record.
You know, kind of like this Brian Bowen thing. I have people texting me, you know, I know somebody who knows somebody.
But that's why people trust you long term.
And I'm like, yeah, I work in sports radio. You don't think I actually know that? I just can't talk about it.
Right. Like, people, it takes 20 years to build up. Why do you think Kenny Klein can talk to me candidly, you know?
Yeah.
Because 20 years, he know I ain't no snitch. My man Kenny Klein knows I don't snitch. Coach Davenport, these coaches, we have Vince Taylor on. We got Mike Summers coming on.
Yeah.
They know I don't snitch. So we can talk.
He can.
Sometimes
feel comfortable with
right.
You.
Sometimes I worry though because people get way too comfortable when they get here. You get Damian Lee, my guy, in here. You get Luke Hancock. I felt brutal about it. Did you hear Luke Hancock the other day? I thought we were gonna get
y'all
him
were
in trouble.
Laying him in, into him, man. I mean, y'all were people, basically twisting and turning his words.
No, we were giving him that welcome to radio treatment, and yeah. he
took it.
He
like a champ.
No, it was great. I had a blast with it. Again, sometimes I fear that they get too comfortable because you forget that Facebook Live is running, and YouTube Live is running, and we're on air. People, this Brian Bowen situation. And during this break, I'm going to post a couple of videos. I'm going to go to maybe 939 TV, that YouTube channel. 502 Cafe giveaway is coming up in a heartbeat. Adam Silver is going to change the one and done rule. He's talking about Kentucky during all his quotes. We got to break that down and a lot more. Midday with Marcus Maven, 8150, 939 is the number on 939 The Ville.
Friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Just let that play. I'm sorry. I'm here, people. Just let that play. Come on.
Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. People, we're rolling along on a beautiful Friday. I could not ask for a better day outside to give better news than welcome Brian Bowen. Now, if I'm jumping ahead of the, I'm jumping the gun, then we'll retract or back out, or we'll do all that stuff later. We'll cross that bridge. Derwin Webb's kind of getting on me because he's like, ain't no way that kid coming. We are so pessimistic when we get really excited about something. Derwin Webb of the Webb firm, I'm not going to let you. Let me be great today, and then you can be I told you so guy on Monday. You can call in today and tell and back air and slow everybody down and all that, or you can be I told you so guy on Monday. But see, that's hedging your bet, because if he doesn't come, you'll be I told you so. If he does come, you're pumped too. You're just as pumped as I am. Now, people, here's the problem. Here's where we're getting to in this career arc that myself and Steven Rummage are going through. And I have to bring him up during this conversation. I have to bring his name up in this conversation because we can get excited. We can get Louisville fans all excited, and we can say, hey, this team is going to dominate our rivals. Oh, you know what I mean by that. This team is going to dominate our rivals. This team's going to be a problem. I can say that 10,000 times, right? But you know what you want to do? You want to say, what does he know, right? So then we tune in to somebody else. We go to what you people consider the experts of all experts, right? You got right next door, people. If I spilled water, it would splash on Bob Valvano's shoe, right? He has some of the best of the best of the best for 50 years running. We don't age people, but you get the point.
He's been around and got a lot of connections.
He gets Paul Bencardi on his show, right? I've been telling you guys, this team's a problem. This team's a problem big time. Listen to what is said on the Bob Valvano show.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's Louisville. Now I say that, and Kentucky will be so talented next year, and John Calipari always gets his teams ready for play in March. in March, that could be a tough team to play against because freshmen sometimes don't even know they're freshmen and could get hot. But I like Louisville's makeup of their roster and what Rick Pitino has done and what he's adding very much. Don't forget, they have a top 10 class, and I love who they're bringing in already, who's returning, the experience with Louisville I like.
I did a poor job of setting up. You know what that question was? Ryan, tell them what the question was, just so I don't sound like I'm baiting the listener. What was the question?
The question was, does Louisville or Kentucky make a longer run or deeper run in the NCAA tournament?
Without question, it's Louisville.
Oh, no doubt about it, it's Louisville.
You better cut that, right? You better cut that because we're going to be using that every single time we say, who's going to win?
Oh, no doubt about it, it's Louisville.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Listen, who's going to get Brian Bowen?
Oh, no doubt about it. It's Louisville.
Who's going to get Romeo Langford?
Oh, no doubt about it. It's Louisville.
Who's going to win the national championship?
Oh, no doubt about it. It's Louisville.
Okay, now we're going to change sports. In baseball, who is going to win the national championship?
Oh, no doubt about it. It's Louisville.
Who has the best quarterback in the entire NCAA?
Oh, no doubt about it. It's Louisville.
Who has the best coaching staffs in all sports in football, in all sports in the NCAA?
Oh, no doubt about it. It's Louisville.
I don't know. I mean, listen, 8150, 93.9. You tell me where I'm supposed to go with that. You know where I'll go? I'll take a step back. I will go NBA, but I won't go NBA where you want me to go NBA. I'll go NBA Adam Silver, right? Adam Silver releases a little bit of statements. Apparently, Adam Silver has decided that enough is enough. And Adam Silver is taking a bit of a stand. Now, you can hear my comments. You can hear our quotes. 8150, 93.9 is the number. Feel free to chime in. This is Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver. Now, I need you to put on your thinking caps and your ears and open them nice and wide and get your attention span. You had your morning coffee. You're more than alert. Either pull over, turn down whatever ambient noises you have going on and listen to some of the comments coming out of Adam Silver's camp. Adam Silver wants the NBA draft eligibility rules changed. To what? He isn't sure. Less than a month away, in which about 20 players completed just 1 year of college are expected to be selected. Silver thinks the so-called one-and-done rule will be modified somehow before too long. Silver also acknowledged that he wasn't certain to what would make the most sense as a replacement. Now, listen to this quote, people. That was the setup of the conversation. My sense is it's not working for anyone, Silver said Thursday night before the game one of the NBA Finals. It's not working for the college coaches and athletic directors I hear from. They're not happy with the current system, and I know our teams aren't happy either, in part because they don't necessarily think the players who are coming into the league are getting the kind of training they would expect to see. What do you want me to do with that, people? Who do you think that man's talking about? If you said it wasn't working, I heard you in your car. I could hear your brain cells reaching out, trying to come out your esophagus to say, well, it's working for one coach. Is it? Is it? One person seems to be in a beneficiary state, right? One person. Guess who he's talking about? And guess who he's not talking about, but kind of talking about? This is a quote from the NBA commissioner. My sense is it's not working for anyone. Silver said Thursday night before the game one of the NBA Finals, it's not working for the college coaches or the athletic directors I hear from. They're not happy with the current system. And here's where it gets important, people. And I know the teams aren't happy either, in part because they don't necessarily think the players who are coming into the league are getting the kind of training that they would expect to see. Guess who's been filling up the league with college players as of lately? We hear about it all the time. I am the first one to hear about how many people we're putting in the league. Who's putting all those players in the league? Brian?
Oh, that would be
8150939 is the number. Do you want to answer that publicly? Are you sure you want to jump off that bridge publicly? Who's putting all these teams in the league? Yep. You know who I'm talking about. Who I got on the line? Who do I have
on the line? Derwin Webb from the Webb firm.
Ah, you did tell me that. Yes. Derwin Webb has decided to chime in on a beautiful Friday. Derwin, how's it going?
I am doing well, man. Headed up to Terre Haute for a case, but I was listening to your show.
Now you're headed to Terre Haute to hopefully get somebody out of some trouble, right?
Absolutely. Correct.
Now, you didn't like what I had to say about Brian Bowen coming in, and you want to calm me down. Is that right?
Well, no. Here, I want to clarify my statement.
Oh, okay.
What I had said to you was that there's no way in the world that this kid is coming to the University of Louisville to sit on the bench.
Ah, yes.
So when he's looking at colleges to pick, he's looking at an opportunity to actually step in to be a starter, not to come off the bench for anyone.
Yes, yes.
And if you think about it, it's going to be very awkward for them to have a press conference on the University of Louisville's campus for him to announce that he's going to Michigan State. So I'm pretty sure that if he's enrolled at the University of Louisville, he's coming to the University of Louisville.
Wait a minute. There's two things, two questions. He is having his press conference at the University of Louisville?
Well, let me take my step back. Look, it's what I've been told that he's going to have it there, but at the same time, on his Twitter feed, he just says he's going to announce it 4:00 tomorrow.
Okay, that's right, right. Says. So just like a great lawyer should, let's make sure we have the clarified statements. And I apologize. I kind of read your text in a quick manner, thinking that you were going to be the wet blanket, but in actuality, you're basically saying this kid's a problem too. He's coming to ball.
Hey, he's Marcus Maven all over again. You can't tell me that somebody's going to start in front of me. No, no recruit is going to come in thinking that, okay, I do have these guys in front of me, but at the same time, I'm a heck of a player too. So I feel sorry for them.
Right, right. Well, Derwin, since you'll only be busy for a little bit of time, there are going to be people who may or may not need to contact you very shortly. So please give away that Indiana number and that Kentucky number, and people get a pen.
Hey, the Indiana number is 812-941-8886, extension 28. And the Louisville number is 502-265-6167. Derwin, won't be able to answer the phone call.
Derwin, I'm sorry you couldn't get into the booth with us, either here or 502 Cafe. We got a date. Good luck and well wishes for your case today.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. That was our man, Derwin Webb, our legal analyst, our university former associate athletic director analyst. I mean, he's a man of many hats.
And on top of it all, he might be one of the nicest guys I know.
Indeed. This is the first time you met him as a part of the show, right? Had you met him outside of the show?
No, I had not known him before I started working on your show.
Ah, okay. Great.
But I've developed a great relationship with him. I mean,
he texts you in the middle of debate. Yeah.
Well, I just realized it that I have a missed call from Derwin.
See,
he actually called my cell phone before he called the radio station.
People, when I tell you, reaching out to him, if you need answers, if you need advice, it's worth your phone call. We run it. You know, we run a commercial. You listen close. You can get his numbers. If you need anything, he's worth your call. He is very accommodating. He's very welcoming. It's a great guy to have in your Rolodex. I mean, retainer. You know, how can I say this in a nice way? You know, just, you know, we all can get into trouble from time to time. I'm asking questions about passing cops. You know, like, come on. Sometimes you got to drive past the police officer. You know, you might get pulled over. You might have to call Derwin Webb. Help me help you every single time. But back to the original point. Damian Dantzler, what's going on? Murph, what's going on? Of course, you got to give shout outs to people watching Facebook Live. You see the little pop up.
Damian Dantzler,
that's a name. Listen, Damian, you can call into the show. Area code 502-8150-939. Everyone would always love to hear from Damian Dantzler.
Damian Dantzler was a great one growing up. He was one that everybody remembers.
And just the name alone, just the alliteration of his name.
He had a great career overseas, didn't he?
Listen, everything. He took me under his wing. And I don't know if this is a violation or
he
not.
He showed you the ropes.
Yes. My room wasn't ready when I got here, and he let me crash in his spot.
Players can give other players benefits.
Right. But
you're all in the same.
I was going to say, no, he showed me the ropes. But I should have left it at Damian Dancer. But again, Damian Dancer, if you're up, you're obviously up. You can always call and show. We'll send you straight to air. Listen, we do have Mike Summers coming up.
I'm excited about that.
And just to put a cliff note, let me bring up that article one last time, people, because I can get your opinion on it just as quick as mine. The last quote coming out of Adam Silver, a pro basketball, because I want your opinion on that too, Brian. And people, 8150, 93, now feel free to call in and give me that opinion. It's not working for the college coaches and athletic directors I hear from. They're not happy with the current system, and I know our teams aren't happy either, in part because they don't necessarily think the players who are coming into the league are getting that kind of training you expect to see. Now, guess who he wasn't talking about right there, people? There's one coach in college basketball who Adam Silver wasn't talking about.
Yeah.
Can you get – I'll give you one guess and one guess only – on who Adam Silver wasn't talking about.
I bet it rhymes with Smick.
Right. Right.
Schlatina.
Right. Rick Pitino is not known as a guy who's sending kids to the league with something lacking. However, that one and done, 30 for 30, one and not done thing that you've been hearing about,
yeah,
this is a direct shot. This is a direct shot across the bow. You are invariably going to be the reason they changed the entire rule. You have sent enough underdeveloped NBA talent to where Adam Silver feels like you're messing up his product. That's real. That's a realistic problem. When if you send over the last 5 years, if you send me 25 guys, and two of them have decent development, Anthony Davis and Carl Anthony Towns, and the other 20 are underdeveloped from the amount of potential and talent they had when we were scouting that player as a junior in high school, as a senior in high school. I mean, you're to the point where the NBA teams are going to start saying, hey, rather than go to that school, how about you just go overseas? Go get some money. I mean, the Diallo situation, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, people, but what I'm saying is a fact. I mean, Paul Biancardi, I mean, they're confirming the fact. If you have a kid on campus for an entire year and he's the most athletic kid in the entire planet and he's not ready to be drafted in the first round, you're failing. You're failing. Well, if you're not worried about the university's best interest, like you said you are, like you said, you're not worried about the university's best interest. You're failing your fan base, right? When you have kids coming into school with no APR results and going to class one semester and then leaving, and you're running out people who come back for a second year, you're failing. You're failing the university, and I hate to keep saying this with such disdain because I'm not being a rabble rouser here. It's a fact. You're failing your community, your university community.
All right.
And so, Adam Silver's taking it personal.
Well, here's the thing. First off, Adam Silver did it to himself by making up this rule where you
– yes.
I guess he was the assistant general manager at the time. But, you know, the NBA's brought it on themselves by continually lowering, you know, or just having this expectation of 1 year in college
is
enough.
And you can't let NBA players – you know, determine that because they're protective of their spots in a different way. So they were okay with guys going to, you know.
And you're exactly right with Pitino. Pitino's always been that guy, like, hey, you're coming to play for the university. When you're ready, I will send you on. But until you are, you're a Louisville man or whatever. But the thing about Calipari, which I don't understand, when you watched that 30 for 30, he talks about how he wants the best for the kids. Well, here's what kind of confuses me. He's trying to work what's best for the kids, but the university is who's paying him. He's an employee of the University of Kentucky.
That always gets lost.
Why does he not want to, have the best part for the university?
Because the universities are not holding him accountable for not having the university's interests in play. That's what's going on. You're sacrificing, for your wins and to be able to water cooler talk smack to me. You're sacrificing your university's integrity.
Yeah, because even I think it was in his Hall of Fame speech at the end of that 30 for 30, he's like, I don't care about championships.
Right.
I care about what's best for the kid. And I'm like, well, that sounds great. I'm sure that's exactly what Mitch Barnhart wants to hear.
That's why I haven't let go of it, because that people that went under – who do we have right here?
UK Vince.
UK Vince. Of course we got UK Vince on the line. UK, what's going on, my man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. You know, it's always good.
Yeah. Just want to make a few little comments. You know, if you mention UK, you know I'm always listening.
Indeed,
I'm always listening.
That's fair.
Like that. Just a few points. I agree with you on 90% of it. I think you're kind of being unfair on Calipari's criticism.
Right.
I mean, just slightly unfair. You can't take individual examples. I mean, if you had to take the players that he's putting in the pros as a whole, I don't see how you can say
Are you still saying he put in the pros? Like, why are you still saying that?
Well, no. I mean, it's just the term. These guys would have went pro if they had went to.
So
JCC.
Stop saying he put them in the pros, Vince.
I'll give you that. I'll put it another way. The guys who have attended the University of Kentucky with the intentions of going to the NBA.
Yes.
When they go there, I think it's unfair to say that he's not developing them to their potential or to the NBA liking, because the point is, I mean, you guys, the NBA, you keep drafting them. You know, if they're not developed the way they're supposed to be and all that, why do you send guys, do you pay hundreds of thousands of dollars who have more knowledge about what's good and bad of basketball than all of us put together? And when you tell them, I want you to go out and find me the best player in the world that is not already in the NBA that we can draft right now,
right.
They continually pick Kentucky guys. I mean, I would say if you're criticizing the product, don't draft the player. One more quick point. Right. Everybody made fun of Skyle Labissiere. Everybody made
Skyle
fun of
Labissiere.
Yes. LaBCA, exactly. Everybody made fun of this guy. Why are you drafting him? Oh, this guy can't play. He wasn't prepared.
Right.
You know what? From all I'm hearing, he's doing pretty good right now. I mean, he's a solid NBA. He's going to be in the league. He's not a D-League player. He gets minutes. And from what I'm hearing is that he's living up to his potential and you know, like doing pretty good. So, I mean, I just think it's unfair, Marcus, when you use individual examples. Patino hasn't developed every player that he's gotten to their full potential. I can name some examples. You know, Samardo Samuel, Shane Bohannon. It's give or take.
Samardo Samuel started playing basketball at 16. He went in.
He was the number two prospect in the country. I mean, I don't care when he played. According to the people that know basketball, he was the number two recruit in the country.
So he failed him?
Now, I mean. You know, I don't think he failed him. No. I think it goes more on the player. I think you take the coaches out of it. The same way that you can say, you know, Calipari didn't put these guys in the pros. They were going to be pros regardless. I think, that fits true with some of Patino's players, some of Calipari's players. I think it's more the individual than it is the coach. The one-and-done system should be done not because of the coaches, not because of Calipari. It's a silly rule.
Listen, I appreciate the call, Vince. I mean, you can't back off the one-and-done stuff now.
Well, you can't
generalize one-and-done now. Don't do that, Vince.
First off, you have to be able to pronounce your players' names right if you call yourself a fan.
I won't hold that because I'm not great with pronouncing.
Secondly, Skal was supposed to be the number one overall pick, the next big thing. So him going 22nd and averaging 6 points a game in the NBA, I don't think is living up to his expectations.
I mean, my guy, Alex Poitras, I mean, nothing but damage done every day he returned to
that
camp.
The reason that players from UK keep getting picked is because the NBA is enamored with potential, and they're going to take a chance on a kid. But what Adam Silver's point is that sure, his ceiling is the highest, so we're going to draft this kid, But that's the problem, is because they're drafting it based on his ceiling, and he, it's going to take 2 to 3 years before he finally is available at that potential,
and again,
where he could have, you know, been a four-year college kid.
Don't start letting him off the, you know, you're right. Don't start getting, don't change this rule now that Patino's getting them, right? Don't you dare. I know my man Rummage is boiling over this one. Patino had a recruiting wave where he lost all of his top dogs to the straight to the league rule, right? He had to reset his entire recruiting strategy. That's a 4-year setback. Don't you dare touch this rule now. Midday with Marcus Maven rolling right along. 81.50, 93.9. Mike Summers up next on 93.9 The Ville.